Sprinkles Rock Station Q102. What's up? I am Baden on the line with Daniel of Nothing More. How's it going, dude?
Dude, I'm good. Just enjoying a day off in Fresno. How are you, man?
Enjoying, not a day off at work, but it's cool. As long as you like your job, I guess.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so the last time I saw you, we actually talked at Rocklahoma.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I had you do the crayon drawing.
Yes. It is good to hear your voice. Now I recognize you.
Yeah, for sure. I believe it was the plane, right? You flew around.
I wanted to be a pilot when I was a kid.
Yeah, that's pretty sick, dude. That was probably.
You wanted to be a zoologist.
Yes, exactly. You remembered.
Yeah.
No, honestly, that was probably one of the more interesting interviews I had that whole time, because a lot of people didn't want to like come out of their shell or like, you know, just screw around with me, you know what I mean? But like, you know, you went through the whole thing and you explained it, and I learned an interesting fact that I never would have known otherwise.
Yeah, I appreciate it. You know, I feel like the hardest way to find out how someone's doing is to just ask them how they're doing, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel like your methods kind of find the way around that. Which is cool.
Yeah, exactly. It's like you get me or something. That's weird. So we're obviously here today to talk about the new album drops on Friday. You stoked?
Oh, dude, I'm pumped.
Obviously, you guys have been kicking ass on all your albums. Is there like a lot of just built up stress about releasing a new one, or are you just kind of like putting it out there? You know, I did this, it's mine, whatever.
There's always built up stress, you know. Like one day I showed up and there was like 1,000 album covers to sign in the dressing room, and that was stressful.
Yeah.
No, but jokes aside, like there's 10 more songs or 8 more songs, you know, going out to the public and people get to see like what the last 2.5 years of our lives has been consumed by it. So hopefully everyone likes it. It'll be a release. Definitely.
And yeah, I assume so, man. But it's just you guys literally, I think, probably one of the best stage shows I've ever seen in my life. Like, though, you guys bleed it out all on stage, and then you turn around and have the ability to like put that into recordings. Do you feel like during your recording process, is there any like crazy things that happen during the, like, just maybe laying on the floor and screaming? Is there like a thing you do that just gets that feeling every time?
That's hilarious. For me personally, for bass, if I'm not feeling it, I just have to get my blood flowing. I need to start screaming into the instrument more, for sure. I think that's actually what's been missing.
Yeah, it's a tonal thing.
Yeah, you just got to yell. You know, if you're not, the energy's not there, you just take it.
Get your blood moving, just jump around and stuff like that. I just know that, like, sometimes even the string instruments, they'll do, like, they just have weird things they do to amp up the energy. But then I know from recording myself, I just hate being there in general. I hate recording. It is miserable.
Dude, yeah, you're telling me. We self-produce, you know, so...
Oh, yeah.
We're all recording ourselves, and thank God, like, I found something to do to get out of the recording tasks of the band. So I build all, like, the live show metal work.
Yeah, man.
Everyone else goes and edits audio, because the amount of details in recordings is insane. It's like, who cares?
You're the one that put together the Scorpion, weren't you?
Yeah. I'm the Scorpion's father.
Yeah, that is insane. And of course... You guys are telling me that you've come up with tracks in this new album that's featuring the Scorpion as well, right?
Yeah, Turn It Up Like was the first time the Scorpion tail got to be used in the recording process. the energy of what that thing does was... because it didn't exist with the last record. I built it while we were making the last record.
For sure.
And finished it right after. And so, yeah, this one, it was cool. So, yeah, we actually start the set every night with Turn It Up. Johnny, we just break it out first song. Let the crowd know what they're getting into.
Damn, set the tone.
Set the tone, yeah. But, yeah, I feel like the extra creations just kind of, it brings a different, like, energy to the live show. Like a big, physical, heavy energy.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys played this venue here in Springfield called the Complex once. And that venue was too small for that Scorpion, but you guys freaking put it up anyway. I just remembered the hydraulics just like blowing the crowd away when it's and then Johnny almost hitting his head on the rafters and like, but you literally had to tear the roof off that place.
You have to.
Yeah.
You have to. We've had that thing in the tiniest of floods. We've pulled nails out of ceilings because we were scared that they were going to go through Johnny's skull, things like that. But that's rock and roll.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, no one's telling us not to. You can do whatever you want. It's a truly free zone. So here we go. Here's nothing more.
Yes. If we can't have pyro, that's fine. We're going to bring a giant machine and cover Skrillex.
Yeah, cover Skrillex.
I like it.
Right.
So good. So do you have any designs for the future for maybe like a second machine or like a new one?
Yeah. So my COVID project was it's like a 22.5-foot tall kinetic sculpture made out of 6 24-inch kick drums that I hand fabricated out of aluminum. Each drum has a 3-foot drum stick so it can play itself. And each drum has air pistons in between it and the next one. So, every 3 drums is an arm that can, you know, kind of twist and turn up 30 degrees from the drum next to it. So it's a big dancing drum robot made out of, kick drums. If that makes any sense, you'll just have to see it.
Yeah. I can kind of see that. You know what you know, what'd be cool? If you made like a mech suit, but like a MIDI mech suit.
MIDI mech suit.
Yeah.
So just like arcade buttons all over it that you push and joysticks and things.
Yeah. So you get in this suit, right? And it's like a big standing robot thing, but yeah, you have your buttons and levers inside and it can move the arms around, but the arms will make different MIDI noises as well.
All right. I think that's going to be phase two of this thing is, There will be like an exoskeleton you can step into, and then you have control of the robot kind of thing.
Sick. Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly. Kind of like that. That's it. That's exactly what I'm talking about. But it has to make MIDI noises when it moves.
I built the wrong thing first. Damn it.
It's all right. No, it can only get bigger from there. You know.
That's true. That is true. Well, I appreciate the. What do I owe you for the idea?
Oh, just
is this
just
a free one?
Yeah, you got it, man. You're good.
Perfect.
It's not like I could sit down there. I'm not gonna freaking get out my welder and go do it myself. Well, new album Spirits coming out on Friday. We're all stoked for it. We'll keep spinning the tracks. Daniel, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you. Take care. Looking forward to the next one.
Hell yeah! Looking forward to that mech robot.
It's coming, baby.
Hell yeah!
Talk soon.
Bye.
All right, bye.